All right, guys.
Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Looks like we're not able to reach. In fact, if you're listening in there in Ireland, if you could call in or send me a quick email. I'm going to log into my email right now and send me either an alternative number or a number maybe without. I think what might be happening is he's giving us the country code. Does anybody know the country code for Ireland? Call in. He sent it as 011. I don't think that's it. I think that's what you use if you call within Europe. I think that's how that works. If you're calling from within Europe, the country code is right, they're telling me back in the office. Oh, great. Well, he gave me a wrong number then. Oh, boy. These guys are going to think I'm really taking them for a ride now. First, I forgot on Monday that I actually booked one of these guys. Now we can't get through to this guy. Oh, jeez. I guess it's the country code is right, but they're telling me that the area code is not right. You would think this guy would know his own number. Oh, well, no matter. I'll just go off on another rant here. Anyway, let me repeat, guys, if anybody wants the transcripts for what I was just talking about, Ellen White, I'm not going to talk about that anymore. I beat that into the ground enough. Hope I made the point, though. I hope I made it very clear that Adventism is a cult. Ellen White is a false prophet. Anybody wants to debate that, feel free to call in. I'm going to go off on another topic here, but if you want to debate that, call in. 800-313-9443. Let's do battle, baby. I'm surprised my buddy Jamie there didn't call. He's the guy that had called in a couple weeks back there and was all on the defensive about Adventism. Anyway, yeah, I guess for the second hour here, I'll go off talking about how this whole fiasco got started, this whole push for the New World Order. We'll get a little history lesson today, guys. We're going to get a panoramic view, step back and look at the big picture and see how it's all played out. You know, until you get this perspective, you really can't get the big picture. You really can't get a feel for how this thing has worked and how we got into this mess and just how deep-rooted and far-reaching this plan is and has been for a long time now. It goes back to the early days of this country's founding. In fact, 1791, if we were going to put a date on it, I'd say that was the date that the plans to set up a New World Order really started here in the U.S. You know, you could argue it started before that in 1776 when they actually had the meeting over in Europe between the Illuminati and the Masons. But as far as their first major step to bringing this country under their complete control, I'd have to say 1791 was the date. And what happened in that year was the setting up of the first bank of the United States. Now, it's true that that was not a, quote, central bank, certainly not in the sense that we have today with the Federal Reserve, but it was the precursor of what they wanted and hoped would become and planned to become a full-fledged central bank. And so I guess they're still trying back at the station. Kerry's still trying to reach the guest. Yeah, just try a few more times. If you can't, then that's fine. I'll just go off on this rant. I guess the phone is ringing now, but he's not answering. I can't imagine what's going on there. Anyway, so beginning immediately, people like Thomas Jefferson, who recognized this for what it was, an attempt at a central bank here, just like what England had had, he started speaking out against it vehemently. And, you know, at that early stage, these banksters weren't fully established yet. They didn't have their clutches deep enough in the American pie. And so, you know, he managed to live a full life out. They didn't pop him off. But, you know, he was heavily outspoken against this fraudulent banking system. We'll pick up there, guys, when we get back. Stick with us.
Yeah.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh, boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Your host, Charles Giuliani, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Before the break, I was talking about the first bank of the United States. You know, it was the globalists' first attempt to set up a central bank here. But it miserably failed. And one of the main reasons for that is because people like Thomas Jefferson were so heavily outspoken against it. And the charter ran out in 1812. They were vehement about getting the charter renewed. It didn't quite work so well. They tried every trick in the book to do that. In fact, many believe, and for good reason, that the War of 1812 was orchestrated as an attempt to get the U.S. to renew the charter to help fund the war so they could take loans from this bank. That's how they get you. They create their banks, and they get you to take loans, and they get you enslaved through perpetual debt. You know, it worked great in England, and they were starting already to set up similar banking systems all over Europe. In fact, if you look at the history of central banking in Europe in the 19th century, it's astonishing because you'll see like popcorn. These things were just popping off all over the place. France and Germany and Italy and Spain and just boom, 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 boom. All during the 19th century, these things were popping up everywhere. And of course, along with them came the income tax, either right away or usually following later within a few years. But they couldn't get one here. It was bugging them. They could not get a stranglehold here on the economy the way they wanted to with a central bank. So, you know, War of 1812 came along, and it did create some serious debt, and they tried to get the U.S. to renew the charter. It finally worked 4 years later in 1816. They did renew the charter. It became known as the Second Bank of the United States. But they couldn't get – the U.S. to actually take the loans. There was still a lot of opposition. They got the bank rechartered, but they weren't taking loans. So along comes the panic of 1819. Many believe, again, for good reason, that the panic was precipitated to get the U.S. to, to take loans. We'll help you out of this mess. Just take loans from us, and we'll finance everything. They were desperate to get the U.S. in debt. Well, not long later, along comes Andrew Jackson, who, like Jefferson before him, was adamantly opposed to this banking system. He recognized it as the early stages of a central bank like what England had and many other countries were developing in Europe. And he actually said, I vow by the eternal God to shut you down, and I will shut you down. And he did. But before that happened, he shut them down in 1836. But a year earlier, they tried to pop him off. He caught a bullet in the head. He managed amazingly to survive it. But that was an attempt on his life, and he recognized it as having been perpetrated by the bankers. You know, Biddle, who of course was the head of that bank, he went at it big time with this guy. Look into the history of this, folks. It's fascinating. You almost hear nothing of it, almost no mention in the mainstream history books. They might pass over it very briefly, but, you know, it's more like a footnote instead of being the major, major historical event that it was. And so they failed at killing him. They certainly tried to, but he survived. And, of course, a year later, he did manage to shut down this bank. But they didn't stop there. Oh, no, these boys are relentless. They were determined to get their little central banking system set up to enslave us into debt. So, you know, a couple decades later, along comes Abraham Lincoln. And, of course, you had the Civil War. For good reason, many have postulated that the Civil War was orchestrated by these banking interests. In fact, I can guarantee it was. I won't go into the details of that now, but they tried to get Lincoln to take loans, these international bankers, to take loans from them to help fund the Civil War. Lincoln absolutely refused because, like Jefferson and Jackson before him, he recognized that these bankers were a major threat, and all they wanted to do was enslave America into perpetual debt. He said, no way, I will not allow you to enslave my country into perpetual debt like you've done all over Europe. And so he printed legal United States greenbacks. And right after the war, that debt was easily paid off because it didn't come attached with interest. And, you know, so the U.S. was able to quickly get out of debt and move on. If he had taken loans from these scoundrels, we would have been sunk into perpetual debt, and we probably would have had the New World Order a long time ago. Anyway, what happens to Lincoln, folks? You got it. Bullet in the head. Two decades later, they're at it again. They're trying to get Garfield now, President Garfield, to take loans to set up a central bank. He refuses. You know what happened to Garfield, don't you? Bullet in the head. Two decades later, look at the pattern here. Two decades. They figure, you know, that's enough time for public attention to be swayed away from what happened, and, you know, then we can start our little game up again. Two decades later now, they're pushing again for a central bank. They're also pushing heavily for removal of tariffs because, you know, they don't want to have to pay taxes for imports. They want to be able to move goods and services freely without taxation. They want to put the burden of taxation on the people through an income tax system, which, of course, is where we're at today. Tariffs are virtually gone, and that's been made up for many times over by the fraudulent income tax system. Anyway, McKinley doesn't play ball with him. Guess what happens to McKinley? Bang. Just like Lincoln, just like Garfield. Look at the pattern here, guys. Okay, this time they're really getting impatient now. They've got some big plans coming up. They got World War I that they were busy planning, and that can be proved simply by looking at the meeting minutes of the Carnegie Institute for International Peace. Oh, what a misnomer that one is. Yeah. They're very interested in peace. Their 1909 meeting was all about planning the coming World War, and their biggest problem in that meeting, the biggest hurdle to surmount, was how to involve the United States in this upcoming war, because, of course, up to that point, we had been isolationist. You know, they had to totally reverse U.S. thinking and get us to become interventionist. How to do that? That was their biggest problem. They knew they'd have no problem getting European countries into such a war because they owned them. They already had their central banks there and had them enslaved in perpetual debt and could easily suck them into a war. But they didn't have that stranglehold on the U.S. yet. So how to do it? How to get that central bank? They realized that we've got to get one of our own inside boys into the White House. It's the only way. Because these previous presidents have resisted us. We had to pop them off. We haven't been able to get our way. We've got to get one of our inside boys. And guess who that was? Mr. Woodrow Wilson. You know, if you've ever read Edward Mandel House's book, Philip Drew, Administrator, that's a classic, guys. It's been printed and reprinted over and over. You can get it from Amazon.com. Very interesting read. It's supposed to be a fictitious novel, but when you read it, it describes in advance events that took place in the following several years. It came out in 1912, I guess it was. And not long after that, once Wilson got into office, bang, everything in that book began to be implemented. He talked about how it was the plan to implement in the United States socialism as dreamed of by Karl Marx. And he said two of the major planks that were to be implemented was a central bank and the establishment of a graduating income tax. Two of Karl Marx's major planks, and they were, in fact, implemented under Wilson. Now, again, he uses fictitious names in his book, but he describes three main characters: the president, a Wall Street financier, and a middleman. The middleman is himself. In fact, in the book, he mentions how he invites the president to come visit him at his Mandel House. That's him! Edward Mandel House, and how the president did, in fact, implement at the behest of his buddy on Wall Street. You see, he was the go-between. So he made a suggestion to the president in his fictitious character to implement, a central bank, graduating income tax. And within the coming years, that's exactly what happened. In fact, the following year, that's exactly what happened. The Federal Reserve Act was ramrodded through Congress in December, late December of 1913, when all of Congress had gone away on Christmas break. Look at how this has played out, guys. The following month, World War I begins, and a couple of years later, it took some time, but they set up the whole, the sinking of the Lusitania. The government was lying, claiming to be neutral in that war, and there they were sending lend-lease over to England, over to France to fight against Germany. They were stocking passenger and commercial merchant vessels with munitions while claiming to be neutral. They knew the Germans, knowing this, were going to torpedo these boats and sink them. And then they could use that as propaganda to anger the public. And that's what they did. Once the ship was sunk, they angered them, the American people, through propaganda, demonizing the German people. And then by the time the Zimmerman Telegraph fiasco blew open, that was the final straw, and now they were ready to go to war. This is the fulfillment of what the Carnegie meeting minutes had talked about. This was brought out by the Rees Commission back in 1953. They examined these Carnegie meeting notes, brought this all out. This is a historical fact, guys, but you're not told this in your phony history books. Anyway, there's a lot more to say about that. I'll pick up from there in a moment, but let's go to our caller. We got my buddy Don Nikoloff calling in from Ohio. How's it going, Don? Hey, Don, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Charlie. How are you?
Yeah, how's it going, man? What's up?
Good show today.
Thanks.
I sent you a copy.
Are you going to become an Adventist?
Yeah. I sent you a copy of the the newest update from Chris Story regarding what is going on. Of course, there's not a lick about what's going on in the Treasury and the report of Henry Paulson being shot. You were so great.
I heard a story, apparently sometime today or tomorrow, or Bush is supposed to be meeting with him. Is this a double, or is it really him?
Well, we'll talk about that after your break.
Yeah, okay, great. Sure, short break, guys. Let's be right back.
We're part of fire that is burning. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, guys. We're back to Two-Thirds Radio. We've got Don calling in from Ohio. So, yeah, Don, what do you make of this? They're talking about Bush meeting with Paulson. You know, is this a double? Is the story of him getting shot a false rumor? What do we make of this?
Well, the best we can tell, and there have been numerous reports. First of all, I came out with this story. I may be the first actual broadcaster to bring the story out, besides Christopher's story putting it on his website. I received an email roughly 7 minutes before I went on the air live, and I kind of scanned the whole original story. For those of your listening audience who aren't aware, there was a report on the early morning hours of January 2nd at British time that Henry Paulson had died after having been shot. Now, I reported the first story that he had been shot on New Year's Day, and then the next night it had come out that he had died. This was sourced and double-checked, triple-checked, quadruple-checked to the point where everyone agreed that it had occurred. And I had basically put out the word that it was likely that they were going to create a heart attack, plane crash, car accident, something like that, to explain it away. Now, the family confirmed it. Former business associates, one from ATG, which is a company that Paulson had worked with, I guess prior to his working with Goldman Sachs and prior to becoming the Treasury Secretary. So we know that Paulson died. We know he was shot. He died for the reasons that were reported originally.
So you think this is a double?
Well, if they even produce a body, I think right now they're just trying to buy time. There was an empty schedule up through January 4th, which is today, for the any events scheduled for the U.S. Treasury, and all of a sudden last night there came out an article posted on the U.S. Treasury website that Paulson was to speak in New York. So it's very likely it's a double. People need to understand that this is regular business, that they do this all the time. People have talked about this in terms of Osama bin Laden. We've seen some rather lousy doubles, and Saddam Hussein as well. In this particular case, Lord knows what this individual will look like, but that's if they even bring anybody forward. They may just create the story to sort of pawn this off as a tragedy that befell the Secretary of the Treasury, even though he was scheduled to speak to some New York banks on this coming Monday, the 7th. So hopefully that answers your question. Now, what's interesting is that the rumor is going around that the body has already been cremated to hide the fact that he was shot. One of Cheney's immediate assistants, someone in the age of the middle 40s, I suspect that might have been David Addington, the guy who does all the legals for the signing statements, may be the victim. And today it's reported it's as many as five people. At least that's what's out there now. Christopher Story sent out a quick update.
So we got to get someone like Luke Rakowski to go to this meeting and ask for fingerprints.
Yeah, really.
Interesting.
So you know, they're obviously covering this up. Now, Christopher sent out a, if I can read something, it's rather short.
Yeah.
He found this on www.fourwinds10.com, fourwinds10.com.
Okay.
This is a site that's being used to promote Nasara and an individual by the name of Casper, I guess Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Boy, is that thing still floating around, that Nasara
crap? It is.
Now, he's
putting out the instructions about what they're to say. It's kind of interesting because it plays into this whole scenario. I'm going to read the portion that Christopher put on this communique, and this is dated 1-03-08. Bush was confronted today with the death of Paulson. Now, these are the quotes. "That's a lie," says he. The response, "Well, produce him," says we. Response, "I can't," says he. "He's sick." Response, "Yes, dead men are usually sick before they die," says we. Response, "Can you produce the five Cheney assistants who have been shot?" Answer, "No." "The three administration people arrested per the Story update were taken to The Hague," now meaning Christopher Story's update. There was a report that Bush Sr. Had been arrested and was held for at least 3 days. His whereabouts were unknown. Also that Michael Chertoff, And I'm trying to remember who the other person was. But there were hints that at some point Greenspan might be arrested again, or maybe been arrested. Let's see. I'm going to skim through here real fast. Chertoff was one of them, and the other would have been Ben Bernanke, Dr. Ben Bernanke, chairman of the Federal Reserve Board. Now, interestingly, on this fourwinds10.com website, the story goes on after the quotes that I read. Bush mumbled something about an instant recession with a big if. Then the current rumor in D.C. is that Paulson has already been cremated to preclude the truth coming out. And then they talk about packages going...
Tell you what, Don, we got to go for a short break here, but we'll pick it up then when we get back.
Sure.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
You know, just to finish up what I was saying earlier, I was just going to, you know, talk about how after World War II had come, or World War I came to a close. You know, look at the pattern here, guys. They set up the League of Nations, and in case that didn't work, they imposed, you know, impossible to pay German reparation payments on Germany, figuring that, you know, if the League of Nations failed, they could always start another war, and that's just what they did. Anyway, Don, I just wanted to throw that in there so that, you know, they knew where I was going. And so look what happens, guys. Hitler comes along. They funded him. They realize that, yeah, the League of Nations is failing. So they stage another war, after which time they create United Nations, which is nothing more than the League of Nations with a facelift. It's the same people passing on the torch generation to generation, working behind the scenes, orchestrating this stuff, profiteering from it. This is all, you know, en route to global government. That's all this is about. Once you get this perspective, everything falls into place. Now it makes sense. You know, Kennedy's death, he was a major opponent of the Federal Reserve System, too. He passed Executive Order 11-110, which called for the printing of United States banknotes to override the Federal Reserve and their fraudulent currency. That's one of the main reasons they took him out. There were other reasons, too, but you know, look at all the other presidential assassinations, and you'll see that they stood up against the central bank boys. By the way, those four assassinations aren't the only ones. There were other presidents who were assassinated who also stood against these scoundrels. You had Zachariah Taylor, and you had John, what was his name, Harding. Was it John Harding? What was
John
his first
W.
name?
Harding.
Yeah.
Was it
they
John
popped him off, guys. He was poisoned.
Yeah.
they couldn't bury him fast enough, huh, Don? They had to get rid of him before they could have an autopsy.
Mm-hmm.
They poisoned him. He was going against not only the central bank boys, but I mean the bank itself, but he was going against their push to get rid of tariffs. He was heavily outspoken against removal of tariffs. So there you go. There's your pattern, guys. It's unmistakable. It's very clear what's been going on for decades on end now. And now you see the North American Union emerging, the twin brother, if you will, of the European Union, and, of course, the Amaro, the twin brother of the Euro. It's all a part of this scheme, all of this stuff. I mean, if you can't see it now, you're absolutely brain dead. You might as well walk down to your local zoo and have them put you in a cage. You know, I mean, you're not part of the human race. If you don't have the common sense enough to see this, it's so obvious. Anyway, Don, sorry, I just wanted to finish that in case we got off on a rant and didn't have time to finish.
I appreciate it. And understand that this call was not to disrupt your flow because you were really...
No. This is important stuff. It's very interesting. I'm just, you know, I don't doubt it. Anything's possible in this George Orwellian world we live in. I mean, I'm still questioning if that was Saddam they hung. Who knows who the heck that was? There were several Saddam lookalikes. Just like the Osama lookalikes, you know, the real Osama is dead. And, of course, they had Zarqawi lookalikes. How many times did they claim he died and he kept popping up again and again and again and again?
Mm-hmm.
You know, either it's the power of Allah resurrecting him or or we are infected. You know, but so here we go again. Is this another instance of the little doubles game?
Well, you know. I'm going to reveal something here.
Hey, by the way, I'm sure you saw this, that Bush double that did those you know, when they had the Chris Colbert White House press conference toast there, he gave the
yes.
The yeah. Well, they had that Bush lookalike there afterwards. Did you catch that?
His
name is Chris something or other, too. That was absolutely impressive. He did Bush better than Bush himself.
And Bush was pretty surprised, too.
Yeah, I was blown away. So,
yeah.
In fact, he jokingly, although maybe it wasn't a joke, the real Bush actually said that this is the guy who did my debates with John Kerry. maybe it was.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, who knows? Who knows? Is this guy a double? Who knows?
Well, going back into this, you know, just to wrap up this current event that's coming out, and Christopher Story is going to be putting out another major piece on this. This Casper posting on the 4winds10.com website goes on to say certain key packages left the Supreme Court yesterday afternoon, and they're abbreviations, so I'm reading into what this is, but went to Charlotte rather than to us and were returned to the Supreme Court early evening yesterday, back out of Supreme Court this afternoon, this time did not go to Charlotte. Now, do you know what the significance of Charlotte is? Are you aware of what's going on?
Is that part of the WANTA thing?
Well, we have the Basel II agreement, which requires everything to be above board. Technically, it should have been December 10th.
Everything's above board in this administration.
Yeah, the United States Treasury announced that they were going to comply with Basel II as of January 1st. Well, they already had Paulson out of the way before January 1st came about, but this was also alluded to by Christopher Story that a central bank was being formed at Bank of America, headquarters in Charlotte. So Charlotte refers to Bank of America.
So the real reason for wanting Paulson out of the way, though, would be what? That he was...
Well, he was definitely impeding the want to payment, number one.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to submit to you that there's a likely possibility that neither the government nor WANTA has legal authority to have that money at this time, that it would require a further approval or signature.
Do you know much about Paulson's past? I mean, what, you know, is he a Council on Foreign Relations member? Is he
got dual Israeli U.S. citizenship?
I mean, for Bush to have hand-picked him, he had to have some butt-kissing qualities.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure he is or was a Zionist.
Yeah.
Let's presume that the story so far is true, and that because we're not hearing about it, again, let's be reminded that the media is not going to report on what it hides, nor is it going to tell the truth about which it lies.
Mm.
Simple as that. Now, Casper goes on to say, we are to be in the banks Monday, meaning their money is, or they're there to go to the banks. Deliveries now till then. Announcements with or right behind deliveries. 72-hour non-disclosure, we hear. So for the next 72 hours, no one is supposed to be talking about this. Of course, they don't pay me, so I guess I'm allowed to talk. And you too, I'll give you permission, Charlie, also. Don't violate, even though it is entirely illegal per the World Court. Now, Christopher Story said that the Supreme Court signed off on this to the World Court some time ago. So the Bank for International Settlements. So the BIS and the World Court really have jurisdiction over this whole thing because of the international implications of the payments that go to the different countries. Then he says, don't use enclosed cards till after announcements. Okay to deposit and close check. IMF and their projects next week. We believe all the above to be accurate and completely current news. It's not a guess, but it's not guaranteed either. So even this guy this Casper is again putting out, smoke signals and smoke screens. But
right.
What is interesting is the fact that he alluded to Charlotte, which is the Bank of America. He didn't state B of A. It's known that we are going to have a central bank in Bank of America, which is a CIA bank, by the way. I don't know.
No, sure. It is.
So what does that
say? It's like Air America.
There has to be a rift now in the Illuminati banking system, and the Federal Reserve is being pushed out in favor of this private central bank. Who's controlling it? The CIA. So who's controlling the CIA? Primarily, Bush Sr. and the CFR.
Sure.
So that's where that stands.
Oh, boy. What a lovely mess.
Adding credibility to your report, by the way.
What's that?
Adding credibility to your report.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, Daddy Bush has played a major. You know, I'd have to say, of all people that have held political office in this country's history, I don't think anyone single-handedly has done more to advance this satanic New World Order than George Bush Sr. And, you know, people argue that, you know, Jr. has outdone him, but Jr. is just carrying out Daddy's, you know, dictates. Daddy's the one calling the shots, just like he called the shots all during the Reagan years. And single-handedly, that family, though, has been responsible for most of this country's debt problems and now for the sinking of our dollar. Look at gold now has reached its all-time high, or should I say our dollar has reached its all-time low, because that's really what's going on here. Gold has never been worth this price ever in American history.
And oil.
870 plus. And oil, too. Yeah.
And the pharmaceuticals.
Sure.
You know,
it's unbelievable.
I mean, whether they're worth that or not is another question. The price is one thing, but, this is just, it's all fabricated. It's all.
They're laughing so hard all the way to the bank. I think they're going to go into cardiac arrest here. It's just unbelievable. The raping and pillaging that's going on of our economy. It's oh, man. And, you know, they're not done yet.
Well, there's a lot of shaking in the boots going on, too, though, with these people being taken out. Now, this involves Congress, too. This involves...
Now, who do you propose was the actual shooter? Is that, does anybody have any information on that?
That's hard to say. It's been speculated that Bush may have done this just in personal retaliation. The Russians may
cronies.
Be behind it based on the severed head, horse's head story that came out a couple of days ago.
It wouldn't have been Bush. He doesn't know a gun from a hair curler.
Oh, but he can easily, you know, bribe somebody to do it or threaten them to do it. That's how they work. They're like,
yeah,
this
yeah, sure.
Said,
hey, by the way, did you hear? I guess minimum wage is poised to go up to eight something an hour. Did you hear about that one?
No, I hadn't.
Yeah, they were talking about it this morning at the coffee shop I go to. You know, it wouldn't surprise me. They got to make a move like this. I mean, things are so bad. But think about it. When's the last time you saw a minimum wage jump so soon since the last hike and to such a large degree? I mean, this usually goes up like a quarter or, you know.
15 cents.
This tells you how.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. It tells you how bad things are.
Well, it's obvious that they're just looking at trying to raise increased tax dollars on that. As the wage goes up, the taxes go up.
Pump more useless currencies into the economy and drive the value of the dollar down even more.
Yeah.
It's obvious everything they're doing is designed to completely collapse the economy. And again, I bet that they're frustrated that hasn't happened yet. Why is it still going? It should have collapsed a long time ago. Oh, they'll just keep jacking oil up more and more and sending more billions over to Iraq. And I don't know, man. I just can't believe that people are putting up with this monkey. And, you know, again, it's not even so much that they're getting away with what they're doing. I mean, that's bad. That's bad enough as it is. But when you consider the message this is sending to the future scoundrels that may occupy the White House, hey, 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 the red carpet's rolled out for us now, baby. Look what he got away with. Let's up the ante even more. It's telling them that they can continue at least with business as usual, if not get worse. But, of course, we know they're going to get worse. That's their intention.
Oh, yeah.
But by not doing anything, you know, it's just, yep, the green light. Go ahead. You know, give it to us hotter, boys. Give us that 2x4 with the big 2-inch splinter sticking out of it next time. Man.
Yes. Well, you know, there was a list that I heard about last night that came out. I think on my show, Ken Adachi had pointed out that George Bush, that we're talking about W here, was voted the most admired man in America. I mean, and they put this out on mainstream. I don't know if it was Fox News or CNN, but, I mean, talk about...
Oh, it had to be that there Fox. Only Fox would come out with something important like that. Give me a break. Look what they said about FDR. FDR is listed as one of the all-time best presidents in American history, one of the biggest, sleaziest traitors, in fact, the biggest, really, since this scoundrel came along.
Well, you got that right. I'd agree with you.
Man.
So I don't have anything else to add to the conversation, and you know, I hope I didn't ruin your presentation tonight.
Oh, no problem. No, I'm glad you called in. It's a very interesting story. It was something to follow. But again, you know, in this George Orwellian world, who knows? Who knows what mainstream media isn't going
to
tell
us. A thing to keep in mind, and this is for all the listeners out there, the Basel II agreement was to be in force as of December 10th. Now, we announced January 1st, which means all of our international financing, banking, stocks, everything has to be above board to be in compliance. And here you have an email which is alluding to the fact that the laws are being broken, that this money is making its way through the Supreme Court to the Bank of America in Charlotte.
Yeah.
And if it's not the Bank of America, then it's a warehouse or a vault. So they didn't mention Bank of America. I'm putting, connecting the dots there on what I know about the Basel II agreement and the fact that they're secretly creating a central bank. People need to pay attention to this.
Hey, you know, all kidding aside, you know, why can't we use monopoly money? I mean, not trying to pawn it off as counterfeit currency, but it actually has more monetary value than the green piece of paper in our pockets. I mean, you know,
yeah,
it's not debt receipts, right? So, I mean,
yeah,
it has value. You know,
you
if you bring a bundle
dice,
of, yeah, you know.
You can gamble.
It's got
with
paper
it
value. Yeah, why can't we just use that as, I mean, come on, they used shells in ancient times. We'll just bring in those monopoly currencies there. They're worth something. The dollar sure certainly isn't. Literally. Folks, you got to understand that those green pieces of paper have negative value. They're debt receipts, man. You owe back that $10 that's on that bill plus interest.
Yeah,
and in fact, a $10 bill probably has several hundred dollars of negative value. Oh, man.
I subscribe to what several world-renowned economists calculated, and this was back sometime in midsummer, that the dollar was worth minus $20.38 based on the outstanding debt.
Yeah, well, that's much worse than that now.
So, and it's gone down the tubes completely. I mean, forget about whether it was 4 cents or 2 cents. It's obvious what's going on. I mean,
wait a minute, Fox News. I just heard them this morning, and they say that the economy is booming.
Oh yeah, it is. Well, it's fair and balanced anyway.
And if your last name is Halliburton, it certainly is.
Mm-hmm.
We're just not connected with the right people, I guess. See, ExxonMobil, David Rockefeller's quite pleased with the economy.
And, you know, they allude to the fact that we're going to be pulling the troops out, and they just made an agreement with Iraq that we're there for as long as we want to be there. They have to justify building these 14 bases, number one.
Hey, did you hear the Iraq government, the Bush-appointed Iraq government, this is how bad things are for them, they actually released a statement, I think it was yesterday, that Saddam actually gave more rations to the Iraqi people during the 91 Gulf War than what the U.S. government is now allotting for the Iraqi people today. In other words, once again, they were better off under Saddam than they are now.
Yeah. Which Saddam?
Anyway, thanks. Thanks, Don, for the call. I got another caller holding on the line. I'm going to have to take him after the break.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Charlie. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. Yeah, we'll catch you later.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Be right back, folks.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. If you don't hear from me on Monday, it means the Adventistas came to get me. So we got a caller on the line here. I wonder if he's an Adventist calling to yell at me. Andrew in California. Welcome to the show, Andrew.
Yeah, Charles. Nice show. No, I'm not an Adventist. But you seem to be a controversial. You seem like to take on controversial subjects.
There you go.
Would you like to talk about end times?
Okay.
And the prediction of that.
Yeah.
Biblical.
I actually did a show on that not too long ago, talking about signs of the end, you know, the earthquakes, the famines, the pestilences, and...
Well, I'm talking about the actual timing of events.
Yeah.
You know, predicting when it's going to happen.
Okay.
Would you like to take on that subject?
Why, have you written something on this, you mean, or you want to come on as a guest?
Yeah. I think I have a lot of information that could clear
Sounds
some things
good.
Up.
You got a website or something? Or
pardon?
I can check out. You got a website or something I can check out?
No, I don't have a website. No. This is...
All right. Well, I tell you what. Why don't you drop me an email, truthhurtsradio@aol.com, and Hertz is H-E-R-T-Z. And, you know, we can get in touch.
Okay.
And, yeah, we'll go from there. Sounds good.
AOL.com.
We're definitely in some pretty scary times, though, eh?
I think so. I think we're right there. I think we're right on the brink of disaster.
Yeah.
I can't see any other way around it. I mean, how else are you going to get people to believe unless you put them through some little bit of hell? You know, to wake people up, because there's so many people who are sleeping right now that, you know, you do the best you can, but most people, which is like 9/11, you try to tell people about 9/11, you know, it's like right over their heads. They don't want to believe. They just don't want to believe their government is evil.
It's the illustration I like to use of the shaking the branch, you know. When you shake the branch and you see all the fruit is so ripe it just falls right off, then you know it's time for the picking. Everything's ready.
Yeah.
And that's what 9/11 was. 9/11 was shaking the branch. They saw all the fruit come flowing off and they realized, yeah, let's whip this into high gear, baby. So now all the little toys come out of their toy box, you know. Now we've got the NAU. We've got the AMRO coming. We've got the wide open borders. We've got the phony wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. We've got the reintroduction of torture, official policy now of the U.S. government. We've got, take your pick.
Yeah.
Look at this. Look at this. Look at Katrina. They had a field day with that. Mass murdering, criminally negligent policy to maximize the death toll down there. And then they're exploiting that, getting Halliburton in there with the unbidded contracts and giving them, pass an executive order. They don't have to pay prevailing wages. Now you've got the dollar dropping. You've got oil rising. You've got the massive, mortgage foreclosures. I mean, look at this. They're having a field day. They're cleaning house. Cleaning us out.
Well, you know, if we have to be split up into 10 divisions around the world, I mean, then the North American Union would make a little bit of sense in that regard. For them, not for us, obviously.
Well, truthfully, Andrew, this stuff pales in significance when we talk about Britney Spears' sister being pregnant. I mean, I really don't care about any of this stuff. I just want to know what's happening to Britney's sister.
That's and her poor sister, yes, and 16 years old, got her own show, and there she is.
I mean, that's just so important, so significant right now.
Yeah.
The heck with the Iraq War. Anyway, that's our cue there for the end of the show. But listen... Yeah, drop me an email, truthhurtsradio@aol.com, and we can talk about, you know, maybe having you on and, on a future show.
Okay, that'd be great.
All right, thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
All right, guys, Monday we'll see you. We'll have Dave Icke on. Should be interesting. Have a good weekend. We'll see you then.
Since 1988.